Some people may want to, if they have some emotional issues, some hurts, some psychological problems, they may feel that by going to their past and understanding what caused those, they can deal with them. So they may want to do something like channeling for that purpose, channeling or healing through those. On the other hand, in bhakti, spirituality, we focus on primarily connecting with our source. So does that itself lead to the healing, or do we also need to go backwards and revisit the past in order to heal? I wouldn't say there's a one general answer for all of this, because different people's emotional wounds are different. And some people may feel the need to process their emotional issues by going back to the past. But the challenge is that there is no guarantee that going back to the past, one will be able to actually heal those issues. Because there are some cases, like in medicine also, when we're treating, sometimes you understand what is the cause of the disease, and then we treat the disease. But sometimes in the body is so complicated that, okay, these are the symptoms, and this could be the cause, this could be the cause, this could be the cause. But basically, start a treatment, and the treatment works, then sometimes the cause is not really possible to know. But this treatment works and we move on. So one time I was having fever for many days, and the doctors were not able to diagnose. It was for 6 months, I used to keep getting fever every evening. And finally the doctor said that it is, I went to one doctor and I got the reports, and he said, in the diagnosis there is P-U-O. So I thought, is this some disease I had not heard of till the P-U-O? He says, P-U-O is, what does it mean? He says, it's pyroxia of unknown origin. So pyroxia is fever. So fever of unknown origin, that I also know. There's nothing new to be known in that. So ultimately they just gave some medicines and I got cured. We just don't know. Sometimes it's just not always possible to know the cause. We can say it will work most effectively when we know the cause. But you know, life doesn't work in such a logical, rational ways. Sometimes, because our knowledge itself is finite. So we cannot wait to get complete knowledge to move on in our life. And if I have sickness, I have to take some treatment. If I can understand the specific cause of the sickness and take the cure, that's good. But if it doesn't happen, that doesn't mean that I will not take any treatment. I keep taking treatment, and eventually, if something works, we move on in our life. So there are cases of people, as I said, through hypnotic regression, who have been healed. But there are cases also of people who, not many, but there are cases of people who have got aggravated psychological trauma because of that. So in fact, Ian Stevenson on his website, he strongly disapproves of hypnotic regression therapy. He says that, you know, by going into the past, sometimes you may remember some further hurts of the past. And that could cause greater agitation. And if that happens, then what do you do after that? So there is a case of one past life memory involving the ship Titanic. So this Titanic, why it drowned so suddenly, you know, before any aid could reach it, that is, for a long time, that was an unresolved mystery. So there was Thomas Andrews, who was one of the main designers of the Titanic. And he was on that ship and he drowned. And after some years, another person was born, William Barnes. And he started remembering about the Titanic. And then he started, during one experimental collection, he got an insight that actually I was Thomas Andrews. And then he started telling many facts about the Titanic, which were true, but which were not known in general. And till date, he has given the most satisfactory explanation, most real rational explanation of why the Titanic sank so quickly. Now, when the Titanic was made, it was advertised as if the ship which even God can't sink. It is so strong. So this William Barnes told that as Thomas Andrews, before they were going on their maiden voyage, he was testing the ship, and then he was at different points, he was just like testing the hull by hitting it with a hammer. And at a few places, when he hit it with a hammer, boom, like a loud noise came, which is like resonance. And then when he pointed this out to one black, he was, that's the name of the person, he was one of the main financiers for this project. And I told him that, you know, these points of resonance, they are where the ship's hull is very vulnerable. And we need to thicken the hull of the ship to prevent this resonance. As black, he just dismissed. He says, you know, we already spent enough money, the whole cruise is all set up, and we have to go. So he just pushed over his objections, and he went on the ship. And eventually, the iceberg that hit the Titanic, it didn't just hit it, it hit at one of the resonance points. And because of that, what happened was, if the Titanic had just got one hole, it would not have sunk so fast. But it tied to multiple cracks. And when the water seeped in from multiple places, it sank much faster than what it normally have. So this was the explanation that he gave. And it was a very rational explanation. So there are many people who are, not everyone, but many people are convinced that William Barnes was actually Thomas Andrews reincarnated. But I'm not focusing on that case, the evidence whether it is sound or not. The point which I'm making is that this William Barnes, he is fully convinced that I am Thomas Andrews reincarnated. But he has no interest in anything spiritual. Although he has that understanding that I was this person and this person. That means there's something which continues on beyond bodily identity. But he says, the mission of my life is to clear the good name of Thomas Andrews. So, the remembrance of the past is no guarantee that it will either lead to emotional healing or whether it will lead to, it will comprise a prompting for spiritual growth. So that's why we cannot continue living in the past. So it's best to try to move ahead in one's life. And if we consider the mind to be like a, say a wall on which graffiti has been written. Now, if a graffiti has been written, then the police or the authority may try to find out who wrote the graffiti over here. We try to catch them and we discipline them. But in some cases, we just can't find out who wrote it. The important thing is, you know, you remove the graffiti. So what do you do is, one is scratch it out. But if it's too much there, then the solution might be just overpaint it. Overpaint it and the graffiti goes off. So the process of bhakti yoga is like overpainting. So what we do is, there are past emotional issues which are there within us. But if we just put in spiritual impressions in our mind, through singing songs, through going to holy places, through beholding the sacred forms, through getting in spiritual wisdom, all this also creates impressions in the mind. That these impressions, as they become more and more strong, they overpaint the previous impressions. And as those past hurts go further and further into the background, they hurt us less and less. So the much safer and more reliable way of emotional healing is not to go back and revisit the past hurts, but rather to move ahead and to get more emotionally enriching experiences. And bhakti yoga, because it connects us with the supreme reality, it gives us very enriching experience. And that way we can heal ourselves much better.